Our daily halacha, Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yud Zayin. Today we're learning who is obligated to wear tzitzis. We're talking about blind people, women, and children. Shulchan Aruch writes, Achagav dechtiv eritem oto, even though the pasuk says, and you shall see them, Suma chayav betzitzis, a blind man is obligated to wear tzitzis. I remember I had a very good friend who was blind, and he used to wear tzitzis. Because it's learned out from it, you shall be covered. And the verse, and you shall see it, nullifies night clothing. Not getting into the Talmudic, science here, but the point is, blind men are obligated to wear tzitzis. Bet. Nashim v'avadim p'turim mipnei shi mitzvas aseh shez man grama. Oh, just by the way, the Mishnah Berurah points out a blind man can also bless. Women, slaves, are exempt from tzitzis because it's a time-bound mitzvah, i.e., it's only during the day. So they would not be obligated to wear tzitzis. The Ramah writes, but if they want to, just like any other mitzvah, take sukkah, for example, a woman wants to go into a sukkah, it's time-bound, but the permission is granted. So just so to hear, surprisingly enough, the Ramah says she can wear tzitzis. Kamo b'shar mitzvot asa shez man grama, b'san tosos and rash and ran, kedushin. Ach mechzi ki yuhara. But it looks arrogant, it looks out of place, no other women, the custom is not developed for women to wear tzitzis. So for her to wear tzitzis looks like she's making a big deal about herself. V'chein ein lahen lebosh tzitzis, so they shouldn't wear tzitzis. Ho v'eino chobat gabra, since it's not an obligation on the body. You don't have to buy a garment in order to wear tzitzis. Okay. It's an interesting story about the Maharil, how the Maharil knew this woman who used to wear tzitzis, and he didn't give her muster because he didn't think that she would listen to him about not wearing tzitzis, and so he let it go. Nowadays, a lot of rabbis don't like women wearing tzitzis because they think that some women wearing tzitzis might be associating themselves with the feminist movement, which is trying to equate men and women, and they don't like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't like that. On the other hand, I have heard rabbis say that as long as a woman doesn't tuck her tzitzis in, so to speak, doesn't do it in public, let's see, she wears a tallis in private or something like that, then it wouldn't be a problem because she's doing it just for the sake of the mitzvah, not to show off and to be haughty. But obviously the minhag for most women is not to wear tzitzis because it's developed to become a guy type of mitzvah. There's also tzitzis specifically guarding about sexuality, and men have that struggle more than women, so there is some deeper Kabbalistic stuff involved here. Okay, last halacha, gimel. Katan ha-yodeli tatev, a child who knows how to wrap himself. His father needs to take in tzitzis to educate him. When he knows how to take two before and two afterwards, he knows how to grab the tzitzis at Kriyat Shema. The minhag, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, is that at age 3, children start wearing tzitzis. Now, from like all dinim of chinuch, he has to be taught to do it in the proper way. So tzitzis should be kosher for a small child. And he's not obligated to wear tzitzis. And, you know, if he doesn't have to be machbit about all the chumras, like not going for amos without tzitzis. But it's a beautiful thing to educate our children to love mitzvos. And so if you can educate them at a young age to wear tzitzis, how beautiful. Okay, have a beautiful day. That was Simen Yud Zayin, real quick.